Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host and friend. And we welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, our hardware and software guy watching the People's Republic of China exercise its imagination. This is the South China Morning News, which is a paper heavily influenced by the Chinese Communist Party and its military, loyal military members. The headline: Chinese researchers put data link hardware to the doomsday test. Paper. Strange headline. So I read on. Engineers push communications equipment to the limit to see if it could survive a nuclear attack. Aha! Rick, we come to this one more time. The paranoia of the 1960s fails safe. The two superpowers are going to go after each other with atomic weapons on their major cities. And I think this headline means the Chinese are saying we can survive. Is that what it means? Good evening to you, Rick.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. Indeed, John, yes. The point the article wants to convey, and remember, this is the South China Morning Post, which I call the modern day Tokyo Rose for the Chinese Communist Party, that is. But this article by Stephen Chen, who peddles an article like this about every other week, is that the People's Liberation Army is preparing to fight an active nuclear war. If the United States should use nuclear weapons to defend Taiwan or to defend South Korea, that the PLA, has taken all kinds of preparations in order to withstand that attack and survive in order to retaliate. The article is trying to establish deterrence of the United States, against the United States. But at another level, a more important level, this is a stock and trade product of the South China Morning Post, subordinate to the propaganda department of the Chinese Communist Party. And we need to look at it through that lens as well.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, so do you think that China's radars and communication, they could survive a nuclear war?
Well, we'd have to get up close to their systems, Gordon. But I would venture that yes, indeed, a critical electronic component necessary, especially to sustain China's nuclear warfighting capability, would indeed be designed to withstand the pressures of electromagnetic pulse perform its function to allow China to use its nuclear weapons, either in an offensive first strike or in a retaliation.
Puzzling, very puzzling. I mentioned, Rick, this article comes following the news from Ishiba, the new prime minister in Tokyo, a conversation about nuclear weapons in Japan. Following news from Seoul, South Korea, President Yoon talking about extracting plutonium from nuclear waste, asking permission of the U.S. In other words, both South Korea and Japan entertaining nuclear weapons. What appears to be talk consistent with a nuclear arms race in East Asia. And I was reading that the Chinese are very unhappy about this. This seems a strange reaction, but I guess it makes sense. They're saying we can survive. They're not only encouraging Japan and South Korea, it's as if they were waiting for it.
John, you are quite correct in this. The Chinese propaganda department is very sensitive to all the noise that would affect potential Chinese military superiority, the ability of China to be the dominant bully in Asia. And indeed, we have to assume that Stephen Chen got the memo to produce articles to make China's neighbors know that if they go nuclear, China is ready. China not only has vast superiority in regional theater nuclear weapons, but that China has also been working to prepare its forces to fight in a nuclear weapons environment for a very long time.
Gordon, wasn't China upset by all this nuclear saber rattling that Putin has done for the last 3 years? Do I misremember that?
Well, I don't think China has criticized Putin for doing that. I mean, I think that they have said that only towards the end of that series of threats from Putin that a nuclear war should not be fought. But they have not done much to undercut Putin's threats to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. And I think that's because the Chinese themselves have hinted at the use of nukes against Japan and Australia, as well as Taiwan and the United States. And they've done that all since July of 2021.
So this is a dialogue that China encourages, the nuclear saber rattling. This is a passive form of saber rattling to say we'll survive.
Yes, and I think part of it is that China believes that it can intimidate others into not defending Taiwan, something that Rick has talked about quite a lot. And so, you know, for instance, at the end of last week, we heard Xi Jinping's words to the Rocket Force, a brigade of the Rocket Force. The Rocket Force controls almost all of the country's nuclear weapons. So really what Xi Jinping was doing when he was telling the troops to get combat ready was that essentially something really awful is about to happen. And that's a message to the neighbors. And it's very clear what China's thinking.
Rick, you watch this all very carefully. You say Chen has done this before. Is there anything different now? Is the pace different? Is the hardware better? Or is this something that like a cyclical occasion? We have about a minute.
No, John, this is a standard Stephen Chen product. Finding a journal article that most of us can't access, addressing a seemingly new and powerful military capability, and then writing an article to basically scare the rest of us. China is working on a hypersonic thing, on a new space weapon, on and on. This is a standard Stephen Chen product, and at one level, yes, it's a warning. It's based on something credible, probably a real article, but it is all subordinate to the Chinese propaganda department, and it is all designed to take this vast investment to leverage it in any way possible to deter America from defending its friends and allies.
Gordon, quickly, Xi is rudimentarily educated in the way of the world in geopolitics. Is he being told that he can survive a war and win a nuclear war?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, John. I wouldn't be surprised, though, that Xi Jinping doesn't care because he thinks that he can intimidate everybody into submission. So I'm not sure that he has thought that level of analysis.
Rick Fisher, as a senior fellow at the International Assessment and Strategy Center, and Gordon Chang, the new book is Plan Red.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.